Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm just going to give you I told you so, and I told you so. When I tell you that Europe is WEF, oppose anybody except the deep state establishment, it's the truth. And as I say that and emphasize it again just yesterday, maybe this morning, I think maybe I released the episode, Zelensky and Council of Europe sign accord for a Ukraine war tribunal, which would allow Putin and top Russian officials to be prosecuted for a crime of aggression. Okay, this isn't even the United Nations, okay? A. B. I don't know how many times I have to say it. I'm not frustrated at you, but how many times we need to say the NATOization, the militarization of Ukraine was equivalent to the Cuban Missile Crisis, except not even a short amount of sea in between. Since the mid-90s or towards the end of the Cold War, I think maybe George Sr., we will not come 1 mile, 1 inch closer to Russia. We have only done that with NATO. And as I said, Noam Chomsky says, if you want to know why there might be an invasion, this is before it happened, it could be because of what he's saying. We said we wouldn't get closer. You're making it an existential crisis. And yet we went closer. He said, you're making it an existential crisis. And after we kept on keeping on, then he invaded like he said he would. Okay, so this is, again, whether or not you support Putin or not, far from the idea of just not incentivized aggression for no reason. He said it repeatedly. It's the neighboring country. I believe it's a neighboring border that is closest to Moscow. I could be wrong on that, but it's fairly close in the grand scheme of things. There is no crime of aggression for this, unless it's about Ukraine and NATO and the United States. So, in other words, it's to war's war is what it is. And so there's that. Again, we're trying to get peace here, and all of Europe says, fuck peace, we're going to support Zelensky and extend this war. We don't care that 1 million people have died. 1 million. We properly stepped away from Vietnam, and I know this is just U.S. side, but at 50,000 or 55,000, literally 19 to 20 times that many have died in this war. And this idiotic Council of Europe and the European Union are like, yeah, full steam ahead. It's because they're opposing anybody not named them. And Putin will never be on that side. Therefore, they oppose him. They want to exhaust and just exhaust his resources to the point of inability to replenish. That's the only reason. They don't care how many people die. They don't. And if Trump says, well, what about peace? No. Schwartz has too much money to make with his million drone swarms. It sounds like a fable that I'm saying that because it never gets covered. He said it matter-of-factly to his presentation in front of the Stanford students. Matter-of-factly. Oh, yeah. 1 million in the theater in 2024. And yet you never hear about that. Because it's what I told you then. Because it's not troops, we can hide it more. Usually the question is, do we have troops on the ground? No. We have million drone swarms. Now, as to how much they've been used, I don't know. I mean, but I'm implying it's 1 million. Okay? It's 1 million. So if he said they had him in the theater in 2024, that's the plan. Well, where's the plan to just shut that the fuck down so we can have a peace? No, it's profit, it's enrichment. You might be wondering what a former liberal like me is doing in the Department of Defense. And I undress that idea since he's been on the AI, you know, board for defense for several years. And if I think it was even a decade, go back and listen to that. Because he's an asshole who's a war profiteer. That's why. He's a billionaire who sees another reason for another guaranteed billion or two or three or four or five. So they have always been against stopping this war. They don't give a shit what we think, and they don't give a shit whether or not Trump was mandated by popular vote to fucking stop wars. So, and I told you so, number one. I told you so, number two. You might have seen the announcement yesterday by Make America Health Again, RFK Healthy Again, RFK Jr., saying Gavi, since 2001, has gotten, I think it was about $10 billion, $9 billion, $8 billion. So in 24 years, it was around $8 billion. Yet we know to be the case, you can go find his tweet, that they, instead of worrying about safety, worried about messaging and selling more vaccines, even when they had safety stuff at hand. And they coordinated with the WHO or CDC or something like that. You can go find a tweet to understand how to censor or as with a proposal on how to censor dissenting voices regarding vaccine safety concerns. So until they win the public trust back, we will not be funding Gavi. Okay, this is huge yesterday because a lot of people go, is RFK Jr. missing the ball? You know, after it looked like, bro, if we ever wanted to have a Democrat on board outside of Tulsi Gabbard, you know, in that level, then it would be RFK Jr. Love that he's a truth teller. And God, is he kind of, you know, been steered off the rails? And then he does this. He says, no. So what do we find out today? The day after, world leaders pledge $9 billion for Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, with EU's von der Leyen saying investing in health is investing in our shared future. Our work with Gavi saves lives. For over 20 years, we have stood side by side with the European and contributing over $3.2 billion to vaccinate more than 1 billion children against deadly diseases. Now, I want to say this. That's not even their funding for Gavi, the way it sounds. But even if it, so their Gavi funding was even less. But let's say that really means Gavi funding and it was slightly misworded. You know, maybe it means contributing to Gavi over $3.2 billion. Do you appreciate then that that is one less than one half what the United States contributed? And yet now they're pledging more than what the United States contributed in the last almost quarter century since 2001. I'm telling you, they are the fucking enemy. What the U.S. does to try to reform and save for its citizens and fix this damn government, Europe says, go fuck yourself, we're going to do the exact opposite. Whether it's the EU in this case, and that's why I got them mixed up, or whether in the first case it was the Council of Europe, and I know it's not the same, but it's basically the first one is setting in for a narrative reasons, like it's a UN, you know, tribune. And it's not, but the Council of Europe says, obviously, they're guilty of war crimes. Never mind that they've had, by some estimates, I believe, 9 to 10. Russia has had 9 to 10 times the deaths. Never mind that. Never mind that if Russia went full steam ahead, they could have overtaken Ukraine immediately. But Russia didn't want Ukraine. They just wanted them to fucking stop. And so it was extended soon enough, within months. They both wanted peace. But asshole Biden and the puppets behind him, the auto pen or whatever, and the British said, don't have peace talks. And now we're 3 years later or whatever we're on to... 3 years later from that, 3 years in total, I believe. I think it started 2022, March-ish, but I'm not totally certain. I don't think it started 2021, because he was already busy, Biden, Otto Pin, Obama, already busy with their tyranny of the COVID vaccine and what could get to them. So I think they then brought on that about 1 year later. But they're against you. You understand? And it's just, and I told you so, one and two. everything that we want if you're not a laughably stupid liberal who thinks, ugh, the last thing we want to do is to, you know, get this government under control. That's mean. If you're not a laughably stupid liberal, and instead, at least along the RFK and the Tulsi Gabbard side, to say, well, yeah, I hear you, but I'm a little bit disappointed with my party, and this makes sense, and I like Tulsi Gabbard, I like RFK Jr. So I know there are not laughably stupid liberals. I know they exist. I know them. I know some of them. I can tolerate some of them. But otherwise, if you're not a laughably stupid liberal, then you need to understand that the EU and those around them are basically the WEF type enemies of America. And I don't mean that with like, and you should do something about it. It's not what I mean at all. I'm just mean to state the obvious. Every time a policy helps the let's fix America and let's stop the distractions and let's get our wealth back, you can fucking count on the Council of Europe and the European Union and often Britain itself, Great Britain itself, to be in contradiction of that. Extend this war, extend that war. You can count on it. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I told you so. I'm Tyson Harley.